know it's getting long, and I want to first apologize to Alex. Alex, when the question about MPOs came up, it's one of those situations where you're looking out in the room and you miss the person sitting next to you. So I wanted to acknowledge Alex as a leader at San Diego ICM, and he's obviously an MPO and doing a great job out there. A lot of times we have, I think we're seeing with all the ICM sites, as I mentioned, a variety of leadership roles. Dallas is FTA, our transit agency, leading that. We have state DOTs leading a number of sites, like in Houston and Minneapolis. And then we have MPOs leading Oakland and San Diego. So I think it's a really good mix. But the one thing we can't overlook is the fact that I think all these guys will agree that you have to have the collaboration among all the agencies, whether they're planning agencies, transit agencies, or operating agencies for traffic on arterials and highways. If you miss that one key element of institutional collaboration in development of your comms requirements and in the operation of your ICM, then you're not going to be doing it as effectively as you can from the start. So, Alex, thank you very much for your presentation. I want to thank Brian also and from Minneapolis, and John and Tony as well. I think we have some additional questions. If there's no chat questions that popped up or questions on verbally, we have some additional polling questions we want to ask the audience before you go. It won't take but a few seconds, a few minutes. On particularly some of the resources we have available to you. I mentioned knowledge and technology transfer was one of our key indicators for success at the end of the program, say 3 or 4 years out. In that vein, we have some mechanisms and opportunities to get resources out to you. So I wanted to, we wanted to ask a few questions, particularly about the resources we have available to you. First, if you could look at maybe two or three of these, rank the level of usefulness of the ICM website and the knowledge that you have of it. So, you know, really, have you gone to the website at all? If not, that's an indicator. If you've looked at some resources on the website, whether they're technical tools or awareness tools, like fact sheets or newsletters, please indicate that for us so we know how useful this is. And if you have not had an opportunity to go to the knowledge base, you know, I recommend you do that. I think there's a good opportunity for some good information, particularly in the newsletter and fact sheets as a basic start, but also for technical resources. We have the next question. Would you like to be added to the ICM newsletter email list? Yes or no, and we can take care of that for you. What type of ICM knowledge and technology transfer materials would be useful to you? We're really targeting trying to personalize some of this stuff. We have more and more technical material coming out and awareness materials that we're producing so that the sites can market ICM and others can pull from that material. So if you could indicate for us. So if you're... desires and what we develop indicate that for us. And I think finally, are you interested in supporting the DOT ICM program as a participating stakeholder? We have an ICM stakeholder work group that we're putting together. We had an original one about 3 or 4 years ago in developing the program, and we'd like to continue that. So if you're interested in participating in the program as a stakeholder on the work group, we're addressing a number of issues, some general high-level program guidance issues, and technical issues regarding data availability, decision support system development. So if you have some interest there, you know, please highlight that, and we'll be happy to include you in some of our future stakeholder work over the next year and on. One final one, we'd like some feedback on the webinar itself. I know it was long, so I'm not surprised if we see some things like it was kind of long. I didn't hear from the audience as much as I would am used to or I would like, so if you would prefer to speak more, let us know that. If there's any other feedback on the webinar structure and the way it went and the material, please give us some feedback. And I would encourage honest feedback. You know, it doesn't hurt our feelings if you weren't 100% pleased with the format. We can't make it better if you don't tell us what you would have rather seen or liked. I'm pretty confident the content was there. I want to credit the three presenters today for that. But if there's some other, if there's some things you recommended would like to have seen, please highlight that in the last final one.
One thing I'll add too is if you would like to be added to the ICM newsletter list, if you didn't register in advance for this webinar, please make sure to send me an email with your name, email address, and contact information so I can make sure I have that information to add to the list. or if you logged in today using a different name than what you registered with, if you could let me know as well. I'll be going off the registration list and kind of comparing that to the people that logged in to get all that contact information. So it's important that if you think I don't have the contact information, please just send me an email with it, and I'll go ahead and type my email address into the chat pod again.
All right. Well, I want to, again, before we close, say thank you very much for your participation, for your use of the chat and mechanisms. It helped us go smoothly and end a little early. And I can't thank enough the Pioneer Sites for their 2 years of hard work and for your participation today. I think it went great. Would you guys like to, is there any closing comments by the sites? We look forward to the next phase. All right, thank you, guys. Jen, any closing comments from you?
No, I don't think so. As I mentioned previously, this is being recorded, and we will be posting the recording and probably the presentations to the ICM website shortly. The only other thing I'll mention, too, is that there are two more webinars scheduled, as Dale had mentioned earlier. The webinar on July 22nd will focus on the Oakland, California, and Montgomery County, Maryland sites. And the webinar on July 24th will focus on the Seattle, San Antonio, and Dallas sites. And you can register for these webinars on the ICM website. You do have to register for each one individually. So if you register for today, you still have to register for the other ones separately.
Okay, thank you, Jen.